You're listening to the Hour of the Time. I'm William Cooper. Good evening, ladies and gentlemen. Well, the nuts, wackos, rumor mongers, and the sheeple are at it again, folks. This time they chose my backyard in which to discredit themselves and make fools of themselves big time. They are now circulating rumors all over the world and calling in to talk shows and spreading it around the internet that there's Russian troops have invaded the White Mountains, that there's UN troops here, that there's vast amounts of military movement going on in the White Mountains, that all the population of the White Mountains have been ordered to stand by for evacuation. Only problem with that is, folks, I live in the White Mountains, and it's all bullshit. All of it. Every single word of it. Nothing is happening up here in the White Mountains. Nothing whatsoever, except the normal craziness going on that, that normal people get involved in. And the only strangers up here are the turistas from the flatlands. And, but if you want to come up here and chase fairies, if you want to come up here looking for UN troops, if you want to come in up here, to be evacuated, or whatever it is you crazy Looney Tune idiot rumor mongers love to do, then come on up. I mean, we'll be happy to put you up in one of our motels so you can spend a little money here. And we'll point you out to the restaurants where you can get something to eat and spend some money there. We'll direct you to any kind of shop you want to go to and buy something. We'll help you get rid of some money while you're up here looking for the fairies in the forest. No, folks, there's no UFOs flitting through the trees. There's no caterpillars sitting on toadstools. There are no caves full of Spanish gold or giant crystals and ancient civilizations, magic water fountains, or any other of that stupid stuff that you'll find on Kent Stedman's website or that you'll see being spread by this a vortex turkey from Sedona named Dirk, or any of these other clowns. It's like the contrails are killing you. Gee, I wonder how many of you have died so far. I'm telling you, folks, the government doesn't have to do a damn thing to make you all look like the biggest bunch of stupid fools that ever lived. You'd do a good job of it yourselves. You know, all they got to do is let you alone. And you just totally just make great fools of yourselves, tripping over your own tongues and sliding down fantasy land, you know. It amazes me. I don't know how you can do it. Your lives must be so boring, so absolutely miserable, that you have to wrap yourself up in all of these fairy tales, all of these fantasy rumors and the sky is falling scenarios. And, you know, stay tuned. There'll be another one next week, maybe even tomorrow. And we'll watch you chase your tails on that one, too. And like I said, if you want to come up here and chase your tails up here, we'll be happy to accommodate you. We won't even laugh at you. We'll smile on the way to the bank. We'll do that. Oh, boy. It's like Sedona, see? Up here every once in a while, an ambitious real estate agent will make up a story about some property that has Spanish gold buried under it, or caves full of ancient technological artifacts left over from the city of Atlantis and all that kind of stuff, so that they can sell a piece of property for a big amount of money, like Sedona and the vortexes. All you vortex engineers out there in Sedona, oh boy, you are amazing. I got to tell you, you're absolutely amazing. I know one photographer in Sedona who's making a killing. He's getting rich, and you know how he's doing it? He takes people out on sunny days. See, the sun's got to be shining. The sun's not shining, he won't do it. But he takes people out, all these visiting, new age, wacko people who want to get infused with the vortex energy. He takes them out and sits them on a rock somewhere, out in the middle of nowhere, and has them sit there, and then he moves around until he finds the exact spot where, with the person in the lower right or left-hand corner of the photograph through the lens finder, the sun is in the perfect position, and he does this at the same time of day. The sun is in a perfect position to cause a lens flare, and the lens flare comes from the upper right of the lens or the upper left of the lens, depending upon how he positions his camera, and causes what looks like a beam of bubbles of light coming right down into the head of the hapless victim that he's going to soak several hundred dollars for this picture out of the vortex. And, after he develops the film and prints it and makes it all pretty and everything, takes it out and shows it to him, they just know that they've been infused with the vortex energy, and now they are on a higher plane, ready to move into the new world, Odor. Oh, boy. I'm telling you, folks, the same thing is going on today as has always gone on. Rumor mongers, con artists, mediums, fakes, flakes, channelers, you name it, they're all out there. And makes for interesting reading, and makes you scratch your head and wonder, where did these people come from? I mean, they keep looking for aliens. You don't need aliens. We got enough weirdos walking around on this earth. You don't need to be looking for aliens. They're all over the place. And if you ever go to Sedona, oh boy, hang on to your sanity. They even have goddess meetings, where all these weird women who've been divorced about 50 times each dress up like goddesses and go dance around in somebody's living room. I guess they take turns or something. Light all these candles and stuff, and they all watch Shirley MacLaine's movie and listen to her yelling, "I am God." It's amazing. I'm amazed.
The VU meter has just taken off from the control board and it's flying up through the clouds and going right up into space. It's riding on a cloud, just riding on a vortex. But it's somehow being held up by a camera, floating on the military dudes that are invading the White Mountains.
It's just absolutely incredible.
Somebody help me. Help me. I'm being dive bombed by fairies wearing UN berets. It must be the Flying Fairy Patrol from the New World Order.
Oh, boy.
Oh, God, it got me with some of that fairy dust, and now I'm starting to fly, and I got to hold on to the microphone here. Oh, I don't know how I'm going to hold myself down. Just getting away from me. Oh, Pauline's got my leg, and she's tying it to the table. Oh, thank you. Thank you, Pauline. Don't know what I'd do without you, dear. Oh, my goodness.
Well, those of you who have been getting your orders, if you'd like to email Pauline and tell her thank you, you know, I think it'd be a good idea. I tell her thank you about every 5 minutes, and I really mean it. You can email her at paulinemull@hotmail.com. Paulinemull, M-U-L-L, @hotmail.com. Just drop her a little email note and tell her thank you. And if you're one of the wacko weirdos out there, don't make her life miserable because you don't like me. She never did a thing to you, okay? And there's lots of you out there. Oh, my goodness, is there ever. Well, folks, this is the 10th. This is number 10 in our ongoing series on asset protection. I hadn't realized we were that far along, but we still got a long way to go. I mean, we're not over by a long way. And those of you who have ordered your report, your $50 report, your application, they went out in the mail this morning. This morning, every single one of them are in the mail on their way to you. For those of you who have not ordered your report and application, it's $50. Remember, we only accept blank money orders or cash, nothing else. Send it to 101.1 FM. That's 101.1 FM. Actually, it's the hour of the time. Send it to the hour of the time in care of 101.1 FM, P.O. Box 940. That's P.O. Box 940. Eager, spelled E-A-G-A-R. That's Eager, spelled E-A-G-A-R, Arizona, 85925. Once again, the hour of the time. In care of 101.1 FM. Hey, Pauline, could you loosen that knot on my leg just a little bit? It's cutting off the blood. Thank you. Thank you very much. P.O. Box 940. It's P.O. Box 940. Eager, spelled E-A-G-A-R, Arizona, 85925. How long does it, Pauline, how long does it take for this fairy dust to wear off anyway? That long? Oh, my goodness. Okay, here we go. I hope you've got your pen and paper with you, and you're ready to write. The Prosper Trust Organization is located in Belize. Why Belize? Well, Belize is a small, lightly populated country with excellent communications and easy access by sea, land, or air. The official language is English, and their citizens are 90% literate. See, I backed up just a little bit. Make sure you didn't forget anything. It's an independent country. It's a member of the British Commonwealth. It has a stable parliamentary system of government. They actually look for offshore business and have absolutely no tax treaty with the United States. None at all. Belizean law on trust, specifically called the Belize Trust Act of 1992, is extremely clear, ladies and gentlemen, on what is allowed and what is not, and it leaves very little room for uncertainty. In 1992, Belize rewrote their laws to be more clear, concise, even flexible, and above all, more in tune with people desiring an offshore trust. They want your business, and they'll do just about anything to get it and make sure that nothing happens to you. Their confidentiality and privacy laws have been tested recently, and the Belize courts have stood squarely behind them. Now, remember I told you before that in a landmark decision in 1995, Belize upheld the country's confidentiality laws by revoking a previous court order set in motion by the United States Securities and Exchange Commission, which requested confidential documents be handed over to them. Belize said no. No, get out of here. You've got no jurisdiction or authority here. And you're going to screw up our offshore business. Out. And they actually got in trouble for the way they went about it. They could have spent a long time in a Belize jail, to tell you the truth. Now, that decision had major repercussions as the world financial community looked on. And then they started flocking to Belize. You see, the country's ability to assert its sovereignty without interference from outside sources is a major factor in choosing a place to invest and to protect your personal assets. A trust, ladies and gentlemen, in Belize does not require a social security number or any other identifying number and has no reporting requirement whatsoever. You can keep your financial affairs completely confidential and your property safe from claims. And not just safe, 100% safe from judgments, claims, bankruptcy proceedings, divorce courts, the infernal jackbooted Nazi stinking thugs from the Internal Revenue Service. And it's also an excellent place to retire. Now, most experts, folks, agree that the following criteria qualify Belize as a good retirement haven. Has moderate weather and climate, has a reasonable cost of living, has available adequate health care facilities, long-term political stability. Have you ever heard of a revolution in Belize? Primary language is English. The people are very, very friendly. And it's beautiful, just beautiful. The philosophy of Prosper International is to treat you with the very utmost respect, to treat you honestly and ethically, to not ever take you for granted, to continually feed you the latest information available, and they do that very well, to practice what they preach, and to be their own best customer, to provide you with the latest proven tips and techniques, and to provide you with as many services as possible. So, who is the trustee of the Prosper Trust? PIL, Prosper International Limited. It's an offshore international business corporation. Remember, I've told you about those. It has an office located in the Bahamas. And Pierre J. Gauthier, a master of business administration and a CFP, is the managing director of the Prosper Trust. Mr. Gauthier's background includes extensive experience in the operations and financial management of several large communities and real estate portfolios valued at over $30 million. So he has an awful lot of experience. Who's the protector of the Prosper Trust? Prosper International League Limited is an offshore IBC. It is the protector of the Prosper Trust. PIL, for short, PIL, is headed by Don Shaw and Jay Savoy. Remember I told you about them. They're accessible by phone so that you can talk directly to them or ask any questions during regular business hours at the PIL Communications Center in Florida. But they're like me, folks. I don't appreciate it when you call me at midnight or 3 in the morning or even, you know, the hour before I go on the air. So remember, it's during normal business hours. This is the sixth year of business. In January 1997, PIL had 8,000 members. I was two of those members. At the end of December 1998, PIL had over 18,000 members. That's over a 225% growth in just the last 2 years alone. Members are from all over the world, with representation from 110 countries, and not one single person has ever lost a nickel with PIL. So how much? I know you're all sitting there. How much does it cost to set up a Phil International Trust? Well, normally, folks, a trust like this would cost in excess of $2,000 all the way up over $10,000, which is what it costs if you go with Bob. But Bob also has one of the best trust documents and training programs that's available. It's worth it. I also have a trust through Bob. Several trusts, as a matter of fact. Seven. Seven. How about that? So, normally, something like this could cost you anywhere from $2,000 all the way up to over $10,000. And some of these organizations and people you get trust through don't know what they're doing, don't know how to write a trust contract, can't provide you with a protector or a trustee or any of the things that PIL does on an everyday basis. The net cost for your own individual Prosper Trust is only $600. Your initial outlay is either $800 or $1,000 for PIL Plus. Now, $200 out of the $800 is deposited directly into your account to activate your trust. And that's how you get the net cost of $600. Now, there are several ways that you can do it, and I'm going to tell you all the different ways. You see, you can just join for $200. When you join for $200 and become a member, then if you refer three other people at $200 apiece, and they all join and become a member, then your trust is activated and your original $200 is deposited in your trust. That's the easiest and least expensive way to get started. It costs you nothing. Costs you nothing. But a lot of people don't like to do that. A lot of people don't feel that they don't feel comfortable trying to tell other people about how to get into something like this. And so they want to start right off the bat. And if you want to start right off the bat, it's going to cost you $800, $200 of which is going to go back into the trust. Or if you want the PIL Plus program, it's $1,000. And there's a difference. There really is. Later, well, I've already done it, so I was going to say later I was going to tell you how to get your trust for nothing, but I just did that, didn't I? So I don't have to do it now. Are there any hidden charges? I mean, that's the first thing people are like, well, you know, I know there's going to be some hidden charges because it can't be this easy. Well, it really is this easy, and there are some additional charges, and here's what they are. The only other cost is a nominal maintenance fee paid to the trustee, which is $160 per year. It's billed every quarter at $40 per quarter, and it's taken out of the funds in the trust. You can pay additional funds directly into the trust anytime you want to. And it's up to you how you decide to do that. But like I told you before, it's better if an IBC or another trust does that. You can have your application processed within 24 hours of faxing your application and a copy of the payment, the money order, or the check that you're going to send in. Once you do that, you receive your ID number. At the same time you fax your application, you should mail the original to PIL with your payment. And when you get your package, your report, you'll have an application there. We'll give you an address so that you'll know how to do that. After PIL receives your application, usually in between 5 to 10 days, you will be sent a starter kit, which should arrive no later than 10 days after they receive your application and payment. When the trust is activated, you will receive a trust document and instructions from the trustee, and that takes approximately 30 days. Your individual trust is automatically activated as soon as full payment has been received by PIL, whether or not you've received the trust documents. Will the trust funds be held in a bank account? Yes, absolutely. But it's an offshore bank account, safe, from the prying little fingers of the Nazi jackbooted thugs in this country. All trust funds are immediately deposited in a bank account. You do not need a Social Security number, federal ID number, or an employer identification number. There is no identifying information necessary. Your Social Security number is never required in any transactions, either with the bank or with the trust. So how much do you need to open the trust? You need a minimum of $200 and 3 additional PIL memberships referred by you, or if you don't want to do that, a total of $800 or $2,000. I said $1,000 earlier. I was wrong. And I'm sorry. I apologize for that. $800 or $2,000 for the PIL Plus program. And this includes all the fees you will incur in establishing the trust. Now, you don't need to get the PIL Plus program unless you really want to, but there's a lot of other benefits that go with it. The total out-of-pocket expenses will be $160 total fees for the whole year. Now, do you still maintain total control over all your funds? Well, the answer to that is yes and no. Your trustee has control of the trust. Your access is through a letter of wishes. The trust is irrevocable and discretionary. This means you have given the trustee full power and discretion. He has control, and all transactions must go through him. And if it wasn't that way, it would not be a legitimate trust. This is the way it has to be. This is the way it should be. That's the way that it is, if the trust is to be effective, legal, and lawful. And that's the way that you want it. So who has access to the trust funds in the account? Well, only the trustee of that trust will have access to the funds. The trustee may transfer funds under the direction of the settlor or beneficiary through a letter of wishes. Now, later I'm going to talk about how you do that and which should it be and how you go about setting that up. Can you conduct business in your own country, wherever you live, under the name of the trust? Yes. But I recommend that you don't do it in this country. Now, you can do it if you want. There's no problem there. But you're going to be coming under the scrutiny and the rules, and I mean the unlawful color of law, despotic rules of the Nazi jackbooted thugs. And that's the whole reason you're doing this, is to get out from under that tyranny. You want to be out from under tyranny. And you want to operate lawfully and legally in a manner that they can't be bothering you. The whole purpose of doing this is to maintain your privacy and protect your assets and to lawfully and legally avoid taxes. So yes, you can do business in your own country, anywhere you want, as a matter of fact. You simply treat the trust like a real person, and you will understand how a trust operates. It is a person. The trust can buy, sell, or trade assets at any time, or start up a business activity that the trustee sees fit and appropriate. Can you get a credit or debit card to use in your own country to draw upon the trust account? Well, of course you can. And I suggest that if you're going to do that, that you become a contract worker for the trust, and that the assets that you draw are your payment for the work, and that the assets that you draw are your payment for the work that you do according to the contract that you have with the trust. That's how you keep it clean and straight. And you must really be engaged in work for the trust. So, yes, PIL will set up an international Visa or MasterCard credit account There's no social security number or credit information required whatsoever. The card will be issued in your name with a $500 credit limit when you get it. Now, your limit can be increased by transferring additional funds into the collateral account. That's why the Pill Plus costs $2,000, because a portion of that is put into a collateral account for the credit card. And you can add additional funds into the collateral account anytime you want, or you can convert to a debit card by depositing extra funds into the card account. You see, the card gives you direct access to the trust at all times. The card can be used anywhere in the world. It is completely confidential, and there is no reporting and no paper trail. The setup time for all of that is about 20 days. And how can you pay money into the trust? You can deposit money by electronic funds transfer, by sending a money order, a cashier's check, a personal check, traveler's checks to the trustee. Cash can also be paid into the trust in any currency from anywhere in the world. You can also use Western Union. You can use SWIFT transfers from any bank. All kinds of ways you can do it. And you can withdraw money from the trust by, number one, sending a letter of wishes to the trustee stating the amount you require from the trust and where or to whom it is to be paid. It can either be to yourself, another individual, business, or financial institution. I recommend that it's to an IBC with which you have a contract to perform some specific duty. And that the money is your payment for performing those duties according to the contract. You must have a real contract, a real business contracted arrangement. The trustee can forward funds by draft or wire. Funds sent by wire are usually available within 48 hours if necessary. Two, use the Visa or MasterCard in any cash dispensing ATM machine. Three, use the card over the counter in any bank. Remember, the trustee can provide low interest loans, designate third parties to hold funds in their names if necessary, send money you designate to a third party, buy, sell, or lease real property, provide life insurance and annuities. All of these things can be done. Now, if you're going to have life insurance on yourself, do not have the trust insure your life. That's another one of these back loopholes that the IRS uses. They say, if the trust purchases life insurance for you, that they can break the trust. That's what they claim, and they've done it a few times. So, not lawfully, because they don't have the authority to do it, and there's nothing in the law that says the trust cannot purchase life insurance for you, but I'm telling you how to stay clean. So listen to me. You need life insurance. Have the International Business Corporation purchase it for you as a contracted, valuable service provider to the corporation. Or you can have it written into the contract that the IBC will furnish a certain amount of life insurance for you to protect the company in case of your death. There's all kinds of ways you can do these things. Now, I know that a lot of you don't have an awful lot of money. So you can obtain your own individual Prosper Trust for no cost to you, and at the same time earn a substantial income. And that income can be tax-free if you do it properly. And if so, if you'd like to do that, here's two ways that you can do it. Number one, send in your one-time Prosper League membership of $200 and introduce three new members who also send in $200 and become members. To do that, you need to order the $50 report and the application, or go to our website on the internet at harvest-trust.org. Go down to the bottom where it says Brain Food. Click there. The next page that comes up will be Hot Links. find the Belize Trust logo. I think there may even be one on the homepage. I've been redoing the website, so I don't remember anymore. But find the Belize Trust, Offshore Trust banner. Click on it, and it'll take you to a set of pages where you can print out or capture an application, print it out on your printer at home, and follow the instructions and send it in. It's $200. Once you introduce three new members, you receive $200, and then you will have paid in a total of $800. PIL will put $200 in your trust and activate it. Activate it. So your trust will be activated. Out of the $800, $200 will be deposited directly into your account. So you open with $200 in your trust, and the other three members have paid the balance of $600, and so you have a free trust. Now, since $200 is deposited directly into your account, you only need to recover $600 in order to obtain your trust without cost. And all you have to do is introduce three new members at $200 each. Now, those of you who feel comfortable doing this, this is the way for you to get your trust. Unless you're just eager and want to get started right away, and I suggest that you get started as quickly as possible. So, your net cost for your trust is zero. Your trust will not be activated until PIL receives the entire $800. If you want to activate your trust immediately, and this is for those of you who want to get started immediately, you have the money now. For those of you who don't like to go to somebody else and say, hey, you know, I got something I want to show you, and you feel uncomfortable doing that, and some people really do. If you want to activate your trust immediately and do not wish to wait until you've introduced three new members or do not wish to participate in the referral program, all you have to do is send in $800. If you do, three additional prepaid memberships will be assigned to you. See, you get the memberships that you would have gotten or that somebody else would have gotten if you had signed them up. You get them. So you'll have three additional prepaid memberships, and those will be the foundations of the structure that you're going to build with your additional trusts. You see what I mean? You can use them at any time in the future to recover your $600 simply by selling them to somebody else. And if you should decide to introduce a new member, all you need to do is send in his or her application and keep the first $200. Once your trust is activated, for each new member you directly introduce, $200 will be deposited into your trust. Your trust also receives an additional $40 tax-free from each first person enrolled in a four-level matrix. Your four-level matrix starts when the first member introduces a new member. And you can personally introduce as many members as you wish, and each time you do, another four-level matrix is started. Each matrix is limited to a maximum of four deep. Now, you don't have to participate in any of this if you don't want to. Remember, the basic purpose of doing this is to protect your assets. Okay? Now, if you can make this other thing work too, and your trust earns money, you see, that money is not yours. It goes into the trust. And that's why you don't get taxed on it. It's not your money. Very simple. It goes into the trust. So those of you who want to do that, you can. Those of you who don't want to do that, you don't even have to mess with it, period. But, for example, let's look at this. A three wide, that is, you introduce three people, four deep. That means those three people introduce three people, will potentially activate 120 trusts at $40 each. That would give you $4,800 plus the $200 direct membership fee for a total of $5,000 tax-free dollars, which is deposited directly into the trust. The trust earns the money, not you. Now keep in mind that the first three people that you directly introduce will pay for your individual trust. So essentially, at that point, you have nothing invested. Nothing. So since you have nothing invested, you have paid nothing into the trust. Do you understand what I'm telling you? Let's say that these three people are not interested in the referral program and never introduce another person. If these three people never do anything more than just activate their own trust, you're still ahead because you have obtained your trust without cost. Now let's look at it another way, folks. If only one out of the three introduces three people and they follow through and introduce three people, you could earn an extra $1,800 for the trust. And you could apply that toward a debit card or to the collateral account for the credit card. Now, please, folks, don't get confused here. And please don't confuse the PILL program with a typical multi-level program. With PILL, there are no quotas. You don't have to participate in any multi-level marketing whatsoever. You will have a trust. You can build other trusts. You can create international business corporations. You can layer these things to protect your assets. And you can create an asset protection program that can be as large or as small as you want to make it. But the most important thing is that you have protected your assets for your posterity. There's no products to buy. There's no opportunity meetings to attend. There's no training seminars. There's no expensive meeting rooms that you have to rent. But more importantly, there's no need to hype the program. You don't need to do that. Everybody is scared in this country. Everybody in this country is afraid of the Nazi jackbooted thugs. Everybody in this country needs asset protection. Everybody. So you don't have to hype this program. Just present the benefits and let people decide for themselves. Just like I'm doing over this radio broadcast, I'm not hyping anything. I'm telling you honestly like it is. And I'm not just giving you the results of what PILL has. I'm telling you what I have personally learned over the years that's not in this report. And that's why you not only need to get the report, but you need to get the tapes from this broadcast too. Because you'll find a lot of stuff on these tapes that aren't in the report. But you got to have the report. And when you sit down with somebody, if they can see the need or the opportunity, then there's nothing you can do or say that will make them change their minds. And if you are interested in more than just activating your own trust and would like to earn a substantial income, PILL and PILL Plus have several ways that you can do that. And I'm going to leave that for you to read in the report. Okay? Because I want to teach you how to use this stuff to protect your assets. That's my particular bent on this. Those of you who want to use this as a money-making opportunity in order to fill up your trust with the funds, you get this report, and it's all explained here, just easy to understand, and all you got to do is follow the instructions. It's really simple. Now let's talk about the Freedom Card for a moment. One of the most appealing benefits of the Prosper League membership is the guaranteed international Visa credit card or MasterCard with no credit check and no paper trail, no Social Security number, no tax ID number, no employer's ID number. None of those things. There's a lot of people would love to have a confidential private Visa or MasterCard that can be used in over 400,000 ATMs and 4 million retail outlets worldwide. In addition, you can use the card to withdraw funds from your trust at any time, anywhere you are in the world. The Freedom Card is the first credit card that will not push you further into debt. It becomes a debit card as you deposit funds into it. And so you cannot misuse it. You can't go out and charge huge sums of money because you have to have the money in there before you can use it. You see? Said the blind man. So So is this program for you folks? I hope so. But you're the only one that can answer that. I don't want you to do anything that you don't feel comfortable doing, and I darn sure don't want you to jump into something that you don't think is good for you. But I have been a member of the Pill Organization since their inception, since they started. And we have used this trust, these trusts, we have a bunch of them, and we have used the 7 trusts that we obtained from Bob Swan, along with several international business corporations, to build a bulletproof, and I mean bulletproof, structure of asset protection. And over the next several programs, I'm going to teach you how to use an IBC in conduct. I don't think white man can dunk, can he? I don't know, but I'm not going to try because I look pretty silly doing it. Now I lost my train of thought. But we built our asset protection structure so that, well, I've already said it, it's bulletproof. And my children are never going to have to worry about growing up without any assets, without any protection, without funds for college or whatever it is that they want to do. God, I hope they don't go to some Marxist college. I hope there's some other place where they can go and get a good education, but it'll be up to them. Now, I hope that by now you can see the benefits and the need to have your own offshore trust. You don't have to become part of the referral program. You don't have to engage in any kind of marketing whatsoever. You do not have to do anything that you don't want to. But if you do, you can earn enough to at least set up your own individual trust without cost. And with the money you recover from introducing only 3 new members, you can activate your trust at no cost whatsoever. So here's what you need to do. You need to send for this report and the application, and you need to do it right now. And a lot of people have already done it, and all of their reports and applications are in the mail now. We have made a whole bunch of them. They're sitting on the table in there. They're ready to go, and as soon as we get your payment, we will send yours right out to you immediately. So what you need to do right now is send $50. Blank money order or cash to the hour of the time in care of 101.1 FM. That's 101.1 FM. P.O. Box 940. That's P.O. Box 940. Eager, spelled E-A-G-A-R, Arizona, 85925. Once again, the hour of the time in care of 101.1 FM. P.O. Box 940, Eager, spelled E-A-G-A-R, Arizona, 85925. Send either a payment of $200 for a single membership or $800 to activate the trust immediately. Okay? And you can upgrade at any time. You can upgrade to a Pill Plus membership if you want to. Remember, send a money order, cashier's check, traveler's check, made payable to Prosper International. And as soon as you get your report and your application, then those of you who want to do that, you can do that. And that, of course, is totally up to you. The original Pill program consists of payment of a $200 membership fee. The fee is credited to the sponsor's trust. Your first paid referral of $200 is distributed upline four levels at $40 per level, starting with your sponsor. Your second paid referral of $200 pays all the setup costs of the trust. Your third paid referral of $200 is deposited to the trust, and the trust is activated. Now, if you do it like I taught you before, it doesn't cost you a thing. If you want to get started right away, it's going to cost you $800 right off the bat. Or if you want the Pill Plus, you can upgrade. It's all in the instructions that you're going to get with the report. With an activated trust, each additional paid referral pays $200 to the trust. The trust also receives $40 for each first paid referral from everyone you sponsored and the first paid referral they sponsor four levels down. So you can see that if you want to get involved in that, you can make some money and you can help a lot of people build their asset protection. Once the trust has accumulated or you have deposited $1,000 in the trust, you can request a Freedom Card. A Freedom Card. Now, if you want to get started with that right off the bat, then you would send in $2,000 for a Pill Plus Freedom Card. It's an international credit card. The funds will be held in trust as a security deposit for the Freedom Card and will be released to the trust when you return the card. The Pill Plus is a $1,000 membership program and a straight referral program. The quick start is $800. That gets you a trust right off the bat and gets you going. Or $2,000 under the Pill Plus program. Get you started, get you going, puts the money to back your Freedom Card and issues your credit card to you. And really, that's all there is to it. You can also get foreign grantor trusts, which I would recommend for those of you who are really being scrutinized by somebody. Foreign grantor trusts are trusts established by a settler in a foreign jurisdiction. You see, for purposes of U.S. taxation, the settler cannot be a U.S. citizen, resident, or taxpayer. The foreign grantor trust is created and administered under the laws of the foreign jurisdiction, and the trustees are not located in the United States or its possessions. So for purposes of U.S. taxation, the assets and profits of the foreign grantor trust are treated as if it's owned by and taxed to the foreign settler, and as such, cannot be subject to U.S. taxation, unless the assets are situated in the United States. In the case where the assets are situated in the United States, there may be tax consequences depending upon whether you've already paid taxes on that stuff or not. You know, it's just, you have to look at all of these things and figure it out for yourself. We suggest that you seek the help of some professional who knows what they're doing regarding tax havens and legal and lawful tax avoidance. There are CPAs who specialize in those things. There are also attorneys who specialize in those things. But it's up to you. U.S. citizens or residents may transfer money directly to a foreign grantor trust. There are income tax benefits to the foreign grantor trust in that non-U.S. citizens and residents are taxed in the U.S. only on income derived from the U.S. that is fixed or determinable, such as interest, dividends, rents, etc. Non-U.S. citizens are not taxed on capital gains unless the capital gains relates to conduct of a U.S. business or trade or relates to U.S. real property interest. There is no U.S. gift tax applied to gifts of intangible property by non-U.S. citizens or residents. A foreign grant or trust can be established through PIL for the cost of $200 plus a document amendment fee of $25. These fees can be deducted directly from trusts or mailed in with a letter of wishes requesting a foreign grantor trust. The trust documents will be reissued, naming the foreign settler, and a power of attorney will be provided to the member in order that the member may carry out activities in the name of the trust. How about that? There are things, ladies and gentlemen, that you can do that you have never dreamed of. Simply because everybody wants to hide it from you. They don't want you to know how to play with the big boys. Good night, folks. God bless each and every single one of you. Don't be here. Don't be afraid. And don't fail to be here tomorrow night right in front of that radio. The wizard's going to be back teaching you a lot more than you ever wanted to know. Good night, Annie, Allison, and Pooh. I love you, and I miss you so very, very much.
Pauline, come and untie my foot so I can get out of the studio, please. Thank you very much. If this fairy dust is still active, I'm going to fly out. Oh, yeah. Look for a vortex and some UN troops. Where's that dad burn leprechaun? He was running through here a while ago. I'm going to get that sucker. I'm going to get his gold, too. And that little green hat. I'd get his shoes, but I don't think they'd fit.
Thank you.